following is a presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports. Live from the legendary Catfish Hole in Fayetteville, you're on the air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and West Rock Coffee. Your chance to talk to the head coach of the Hogs begins now on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris is brought to you by Lindsay. Lindsay is number one in apartments, golf, and real estate. West Rock Coffee, the official coffee of the Razorbacks, roasted right here in Arkansas. Find West Rock locally, online, and proudly served in Razorback Stadium. First Security Bank, what's your better? Get there with First Security. By your Arkansas Ford dealers, the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Razorbacks, built Ford tough. By Pepsi, all for the Hogs. Petty Jean Meats, proud to be the official ham and bacon of the Razorbacks. Taste the difference with Petty Jean Meats. By Shelter Insurance, Shelter is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Arkansas-Missouri Battle Line Rivalry Football Game. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital. Go where the Razorbacks go. By the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. For consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov. CenterPoint Energy. Proud supporter of Razorback Athletics. Always there. And by the legendary Catfish Hole Restaurants. Proudly serving the best fish, chicken tenders, and hush puppies anywhere in Arkansas. Now, let's talk Arkansas football. Alongside head coach Chad Morris, here's your host, the voice of the Razorbacks, Chuck Barrett.
All right, they're ready at the Catfish Show. We're glad you're here on Wednesday night. We are on the air with Chad Morris. And hey, let's welcome the head football coach to our broadcast table as we begin tonight. We got a good crowd tonight. Coach, welcome.
You bet. Great crowd tonight.
It is a good crowd. I remember a couple weeks ago we sat right here and you talked about one of the practices your teams had had, and you said we challenged them, and every time we've challenged them, they've responded. And I know your team's been challenged this week, so kind of give us an idea of how they've responded.
Well, you're right, Chuck, and we've been challenged, and we've faced some adversity along the way. And as we've mentioned, every time that we've put our players in that position, they've always came out ready to go and ready to respond. And that's what this is about. I mean, really, this is an opportunity for this football team to respond, and that's really, at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters. And for the last 3 days of practice that we've been out on that field, these guys have done nothing but lock in and ready to go and respond, and I wouldn't expect anything less.
There were things you did well on Saturday night. There were things, obviously, that didn't go well. One of the things you can hang your hat on, I think, is running the football. You certainly did that well early on, particularly.
Well, you know, first of all, disappointed in the outcome. There's no question on that. And, you know, there's none more disappointed than those kids and those coaches and in that locker room and I know our fans. And I get it. But really, you know, when I look at it as a head football coach, and you know, you're disappointed in the process that led to that outcome, and just the, you know, we have the lead, and our inability to handle success, but you know, through that time, and you go through it, you know, as you watch film, there's good things, there's bad things. It's never as good as it seems, never as bad as it seems. But one of the really good things coming out of it, and we challenged our guys the week before, really challenged the offense and the offensive line, is we have to run the football. And they came out last week, and they did. And again, I wouldn't have expected anything less than that. They responded to that challenge. There were some really good things coming out of the run game that we got to build on.
In terms of your football team and the way it ended, there always seems like four or five moments in a football game that determine the outcome. And those are the ones, I'm going to guess, you go back and you focus on.
Yeah, you do. You know, you go through and being a stat guy and looking at the numbers of things, you know, always look at how it went from first half to second half. You know, we're in complete control in the first half of time of possession. And then you get to the second half and you realize, well, not only the second half, but the fourth quarter in particular. And, you know, when you look back on it, obviously we had the fourth and one, hindsight's 20-20 if you go for it there. But at that point in time in the game, you know, defense has been playing extremely well. The only momentum that I felt like they could get out of that is the fact that if we gave them a short field. So we did our job. We punted and flipped the field, and it didn't. They converted two really big third down plays and went on down and scored. But really, when you look at it, you look at that fourth quarter. And that fourth quarter, offensively, we took 8 snaps compared, and they had 25 snaps. And so when you compare that, you say, well, why? Why was that? Well, when you get into third downs, it's about converting on third down. And in that fourth quarter, they were 2 of 3 on third downs and critical third downs. And we were 0 for 2. And so we could not, even the 96-yard drive that they have, we go 4 plays and have to get the ball right back to them. And that was the difference right there, is just being able to get to not be able to get that defense off the field enough in that fourth quarter.
I know you and you just touched on it right there, controlling the line of scrimmage. You get a certain amount of good news this week. Colton Jackson, from what I understand, is ready to go.
Yeah, we're excited about that. We're getting Colton back. He's actually going to get in this week and get some snaps in and get a couple series. He's been in working both on scout team this week and getting ready, and as well as working with our number one and number 2-0. But we've sent him over on scout team so he can kind of get some hits on him and see how he feels. It's felt great for a couple days. I'm excited about him. It's going to give a lift in there to get that group back. Shane is back, and so yesterday was the first time since I've been here that we had 10 scholarship offensive linemen practice. And that was phenomenal. I mean, we were celebrating that. The guys were excited. They actually had some depth in there, and they're really working to get that continuity back.
You know, you're playing a football team Saturday that's been able to light it up through their first 2 ball games. How do you balance as a coach your football team, what your football team's got to do, and also what you've got to prepare for the team you're going to play Saturday?
Well, very familiar with this team. You know, we've played against them each of the last 3 years at when I was at SMU, and Coach Luttrell has done a fabulous job, and he and I, and we go back to his days of being a coordinator at North Carolina, and a very sharp, bright, offensive-minded coach, and has done a tremendous job turning that program around, really started from the ground floor with it and instilled the culture, and it's taken him, and this is his third year in it, and this is his best football team. But as you look back, and as I've shared with our players, it's all about the Arkansas Razorbacks. And that's what this message is this week. And, yes, we're playing against a good opponent with a quarterback that's as hot as anybody right now. And, you know, they're leading the country in passing. But it's about the Razorbacks. It's about how can we respond and be better than we were Saturday, and how can we finish. And finish in a way that's up to our standard and up to the way we train.
Now, we should mention as we begin the program tonight that Sosa Aguim and Dev Wawele are going to join us here in just a little bit. A couple of guys that really had that's all right. You clap. They've not made it in yet. Those of you listening on the radio, they're not here yet. And those of you inside the Catfish Hole know that. But Devwa, 165 yards rushing, career high, and he ran hard, Coach, but he made guys miss, too.
He did. And I was pleased with all the running backs that we got in there. And, you know, being able to run the football effectively like that is only going to pay off dividends down the road. So he has career night for him. He's playing at a very high level. He practices at a high level. There's a lot of competition in that room, so it's whoever has the hot hand. And so they're all battling each other, which is really good. It's really healthy competition. That's what you want to have. You really want to have that at every position. And then Sosa as well. You know, Sosa's going to be here tonight. And as I've shared with him, you know, he's been playing inside, and we moved him back outside because of some injuries. We'll get Randy Ramsey back this week. So you'll see Randy on the field, which will help us out. But Sosa will be out, moving back out on that outside, and he's playing at a very high level as well. So I've been really pleased with him.
He was really disruptive on Saturday night, and I think about, you know, that overused term playmakers, but it sure applies on defense too. And you need guys like that who can strip the ball, get a sack, maybe go get it as well.
Well, you know, you need that dynamic pass rusher. And, you know, I know with getting Randy back is going to help us out. With Sosa being able to do some of that has been beneficial for us. But, you know, Armon Watts is another one that's playing really well right now, and so those guys really having a good combination to keep getting better, keep focusing on just the process of getting better every day, and you'll see nothing but improvement out of that group.
All right, folks, that's where we start. We're going to give you an opportunity to get mic'd up with the coach here in just a few moments. Our Ask the Coach segment brought to you by Academy Sports, on the air with Chad Morris, brought to you by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee. We're live at the Catfish Show. We're back in a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Every day the unstoppable, do the impossible, we the undeniable, royalty indefinable.
Ford knows that your vehicle is a reflection of you, so they design beautifully innovative, stylish cars like the Explorer, Escape, and Fusion to make your journey safer, smarter, and more dynamic. Ford, born to roll.
Roll on, sister, roll on, roll on.
Learn more at IamBornToRoll.com.
Life is better with football. And with First Security, we have the resources and the know-how to tackle your needs, plus a local team you can count on, so you're making better plays because First Security is making better happen during this season and every season. What's your better? Get there with us. Stop by your local First Security banking center or visit us online at fsbank.com today. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Stepping into the unknown. It can be difficult to find the way, but with the compassion of the cross and the security of the shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 65 years, Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
All right, folks, let's welcome back Chad Morris as we continue with On the Air. We're live at the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. We're glad you're here supporting the program, or if you've got a question for the coach, you can raise your hand. We'll get to you. It's brought to you by Academy Sports. Now, people send questions in via Twitter as well. And Coach, I'm just going to start right there. We've got one from Dan in Fort Smith. You brought up Armand Watts' name a minute ago, and he asked about him, and I'm just going to kind of follow up. This is a guy that's been here a long time, hadn't played just a whole lot, real honestly, and all of a sudden he's just right in the middle of everything. What's he done?
You know, that's a great question. And a lot of time what you find out with kids as they get older and they get into the system, they realize that, you know, especially as a sophomore, you may, where do I fit in the rotation? Where do I fit through the process of am I truly the player that I thought I was going to be? And so there's a lot of things that happen in the training process. And then when you get to become that older player, that more veteran player, you understand the technique and understand how to take care of your body. And all of a sudden now you arrive at your senior year and you feel better than you've ever had. You're stronger than you've ever been, and it's your time. And you just, something about the leadership role takes over. And that's why you're seeing Armand playing at such a high level. This is 2 weeks in a row we've been very pleased with him, and he's had a great camp.
All right, if you've got a question for coaching, raise your hand. I'm going to come over to you. But I'm going to ask a question while I'm on my way. Cheryl from North Little Rock wants to know if you're going to continue to play three running backs.
Yeah, absolutely. We may play five of them if we have to. It's whichever one has a hot hand. But, you know, we're just fortunate that we got enough of running backs. And, you know, as this season goes, as we all know, the grind of the season takes over. And a lot of guys get banged up and may not have to, you know, play or be at the full speed. So you're fortunate that we have the depth. So absolutely.
All right, Coach.
Mary Beth from Fayetteville. We stayed at the same hotel as the Rams team and fans. And to a person after the game, they thought perhaps the elevation was what done us in, what did us in, because they thought we looked really, really good the first three quarters. In retrospect, do you think that had the impact?
Well, you know, as a head coach, you never make excuses for anything. You know, we didn't get it done, and it's on me to get it fixed. And I promise you, as I've done since I walked in the front door here, I'm gonna get it fixed, and we're gonna get this program right. You know, the thing that there's two things really. One is you got to give them credit because they made some plays in the right time. We had several third downs, especially on that 96-yard drive. We had a third and three backed up inside the 5-yard line or 10-yard line, and the quarterback scrambles to the right and just makes a play. We got a penalty on an incomplete pass that would have gave them third and long. They made some plays. They converted some third downs in that fourth quarter, but our inability to get the defense off the field when the defense has to play 25 snaps and the offense only plays 8 snaps, that's tough. And we were in too many third and long situations right there. And, you know, when you look at those things, that's what we've got to get better at. And we were running the football effectively, but we weren't converting on third down. So, you know, I don't want to make any excuses at all. We did not give the defense a chance to get off the field. And you do that offensively by converting first downs and more than 8 plays. And they ran 25, we run 8. That's a big reason of it.
All right, Coach, way over here on the edge of the room, Joanne.
Hi, Coach. I have two questions. Well, actually, I'll combine them in one. Why does the quarterback clap before he hikes the ball? And what is a pancake block?
Well, let's start with a pancake block. You know, all offensive linemen love pancakes, you know. And so a pancake block is when you can take your defender, your D lineman, and you can put him on the ground, preferably put him on his back. So that's called a pancake, putting him on that back. The reason why the quarterback claps is called an indicator, and there's different. You'll see quarterbacks all through the course of high school and college and NFL that some will raise their knee up, some will push the hand down, some will clap, some use verbal commands to center the ball, but that's called an indicator. And so you change your indicators up all the time. It's what the center's looking at to know when to snap the ball. It's a great question.
All right, Coach, we've got a question from Twitter from Jerry in Harris. He wants to talk about Coach Chavis, his effect, and his style of play, and what attracted you to him.
Well, his experience, number one. That was huge. And going against his defenses and the style of defense that we want to run, that I want to run, being an aggressive style, to be able to pressure the quarterback, disrupt the quarterback, that's first of all. And he's made such a huge impact, not just on the defensive side of the ball, but the entire staff, but bringing his wisdom and his knowledge.
All right, anybody on this side of the room with a question before we wrap it up? All right, one right here, Coach.
Hi, Stephen from Rogers. Coach, what would you say that you took away from this, learning about your staff and the team after this game? That's the first question. And the second one would be, how much has the new redshirt rule changed your strategy and how you play your guys this year?
Yeah, what I've learned from our football team and from our staff, and great question with that, is that the fact that these guys understand that we this is a work in progress, and this is truly going to be a process as we get better. We've got to focus on the things that are going to take that's going to get this program better, and it's truly, and I know it's coach speak, but it's how can we improve every day. There were some really good things we did. We got to build on those, but there were some things that we got to get better at. We got to be better on both sides of the ball and third down efficiency. And so, you know, the one thing that you see is you see nobody panics, nobody flinches. That was my message to the staff on Sunday, and then followed up right with the team is we're not flinching. And you know, if one game is going to define you as a person and define you as a season, as a team, then man, we were doomed a long time ago. It's how you respond in those moments, both successful moments and the adverse moments, that really truly who you are. Because I'm going to tell you, it's just as hard to perform or to respond in an adverse moment as it is in a successful moment. Because when you have a success, as we did, up 27-9, all of a sudden, do you lose focus? Where's the complacency setting in? Why did we get here to this point to begin with? And so that's a challenge as a staff, especially first game on the road as a complete staff, of things that we've got to address and hold our team accountable for each and every moment we get that. Because there's going to be many more moments just like that we got to be able to overcome.
All right, folks, we appreciate your questions. Ask the Coach, brought to you by Academy Sports. Back with more in a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
You're listening to On the Air with Chad Morris. Fans, don't forget, the Battle Line rivalry continues November 23rd on Black Friday in Columbia. Your Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mizzou Tigers, with Mizzou leading the series 3-1. Round 5 is sure to rock the gridiron and heat up the border. And it's all being presented by Shelter Insurance. We're back at the Catfish Hole after this timeout on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Yo, yo, this is your cup holder talking. The little round thing between your car seats. Now, I normally have a nice cold bottle of Mountain Dew in me. But at the moment, I'm empty. That's right, no Mountain Dew. Nothing in here but a couple of quarters and a dime. A fully capable cup holder like me just carrying your loose change. Look, I'm not made for loose change. I'm made to keep Mountain Dew within reach at all times. Just inches from your hand. So find a store already. Grab some Dew. Toss it back, then place that bottle where it belongs. Mountain Dew. Do the do.
Getting off the injured list and back on the field is a goal. So when you're facing a sports-related injury like a sprain, fracture, break, or dislocation, bring it to Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital, the official medical provider of the Arkansas Razorbacks. We provide a range of treatment and services, including physical therapy and minimally invasive surgical procedures for your hip, knee, and shoulder. To learn more, visit northwesthealth.com. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital is owned in part by physicians.
Razorback fans, be a go-getter. Earn a degree from the University of Arkansas, no matter where you live. Study online, pay in-state tuition, and take your career to the next level. Apply now. Go to online.uark.edu to find a program that's right for you. The University of Arkansas Online at online.uark.edu. For the go-getters.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westbrook Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
We are glad you're back as we continue from the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. We are on the air with Chad Morris. Sosa Aguima, Debois Whaley going to join us here in just a few moments. Back at the table with Coach Morris. Coach, while we wait on Sosa and Debois, I want to go back to the weekend. When you're in the stands and you're watching the pregame and you see all those guys lying in the field and you know the recruits are in town, kind of take us through a weekend, because there's a lot going on that doesn't have anything to do necessarily with that football game. You got to keep those guys, make sure they have a good trip.
Yeah, you know, we'll, for example, a home game this weekend, we'll have, you know, we may have very well of upwards to 150 recruits here, and then they get three tickets. So, you know, and it's all about their experience, because as I share with our staff all the time, is when these young men, these recruits come on campus, whether they're a major Division I athlete or not, they're going to leave the University of Arkansas with either one of two things, a positive or negative taste in their mouth about the way they were treated. And so as a staff, as a recruiting staff, it's all about the service. We're in a people-serving business, and for everyone to understand that. So when they roll into town, it's all about being first class with them. So they'll go through, they'll come in, they'll check into the Fred Smith Center with their families, and they'll get lanyards, and the process will start. We'll do a tour with them. We'll have people on campus coming in and talking because, again, this may be the only chance we have them on campus. And then they'll go into the North End Zone complex at the Broyles Center and go through all the touring of it and then get into the actual part of when they come down. And I'll meet with them and meet with their parents before the game and then get down on the field. So it's an absolute production on game day.
Give us a sense of the pride that you feel when you take a kid into that facility on the north end. You've really got something to show off there.
Well, it's an absolute game changer, number one. And I know there's been so many people that have sacrificed, as I share with our players all the time about the Razorbacks of the past, the present, and the future. There's so many people that have sacrificed wearing that logo before you as a player. What are you going to do with it while you have it on, and which defines your legacy? And so, and not just the players, but there's so many people that have sacrificed financially so that we can have these facilities to recruit to a high level, to put a great product on the field, to win at a very high level. It all works together. It's like a big circle. And so the pride is phenomenal. I mean, you know, just look at Colorado State. These guys, our fan base that traveled there was extremely impressed. We were very evident. We've traveled everywhere we've ever been, from Omaha all the way when I've been a part of this. And that's what's so impressive. And believe me, there's not anybody that wants it any more than these coaches and these players and this for this program, this university. And we're going to get it. But there's a process, but the pride and just the accountability is just remarkable.
We talked last week about how literally every day is a recruiting day in college football. What are you selling when you tell a player about the University of Arkansas? Kind of take us through what you talk to him about.
Well, the first thing, and it's on the wall in my office, is you're not coming here to play for the University of Arkansas. You're coming here to play for the state of Arkansas. And to know that you have that responsibility sitting on your shoulders and to be able to come in and make an impact that's going to affect households all over, not just our state, but the country, is remarkable. The first thing, really, is you're going to get a great education, and you're going to do it by being able to play for the entire state of Arkansas. So there's so much that you want to sell, and I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,000 more times. Football is just what I do. It's not who I am. So teaching these young men the values that, look, you know, if you don't know who you are as a man, then everybody's going to tell you who you are. And you can't let just the defining moment of your life be what you did on and off that on that football field. Because if you do, you're set up to fall and fall fast. You better understand who you are and know that, look, you stand for these things and developing you into a leader, into a great husband, into to someone that's going to be successful out in the society once you graduate. That's the responsibility, as well as winning, is on my shoulders.
Is there a first thing you look for as a coach?
Yeah, you absolutely think. You know, the very first thing we look for is we want winners. You want to surround yourself with winners. It's like every great business, and we got so many businessmen and women in this room. You're only as good as the people you can surround yourself with. So you want to surround yourself with winners. And when I mean a winner, it doesn't mean your football team went undefeated. It may be that you live in a house that your granny raised you, and she raised 9 other kids, and she has to work 4 jobs, and she's going to hold you accountable to make sure that you're successful. That's a winner. And so that's what you want to surround yourself with, is you want to surround yourself with people that understand the value of being successful and to have a great appreciation for the people around them.
I know as you're talking to a young man, you know, you're probably trying to read that young man and get a sense for whether or not he's the type fit you want for your program. Is that something that's really important when you're recruiting, is making sure this young man's a fit for what you want to do?
That's absolutely the number one thing. Is there is such things as great football players that do not fit the University of Arkansas. You don't want them. We're not going to win consistently with them. What you want is you want the great football players that are the right fit. And what I mean by right fit is those that fit the scheme. They fit the culture. They fit what you're about. They fit what the end goal is. And so those are that's why you build relationships. That's why tonight when I get back, there'll probably be 60 kids that I'll sit down and watch on video tonight and decide if do they fit us from a football standpoint. If they do, then we go to the the next level. Okay, good. Check that box. Now, what kind of character? What kind of family background? Where are they? Do they fit the next box? And it's a continuous checking process. For example, Monday nights are our nights to get recruits on the phone. And I think we wind up talking to about 40 recruits, and it's not just talking to them, but talking to the mamas and the grannies and the aunties and the uncles. And, you know, that's what it's about. And you're building that relationship to find out, okay, not only are you trying to recruit, you're also trying to eliminate what doesn't work. Okay, look, that will not fit here. We won't win consistently here, so let's move to the next one. And that's why you have a recruiting board, and I can't show you all that because it's private, but it's constantly sliding. It's a sliding recruiting board, and it's but that's so much of who we are and what we do. It's every day is about recruiting and retaining our current players.
Well, we got a couple of good ones here tonight,
yes,
folks. Deb Wawele and Sosa Aguim are here. Quinn Grove is going to join me after the break. We're going to talk to them when we return on the air with Chad Morris. Back in a moment on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Proud partner of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan. Proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Is it still the same?
I just can't get her fever to break.
Every emergency that involves a child is a big deal. That's why Arkansas Children's Northwest offers the only pediatric emergency room in Northwest Arkansas. Fast access, pediatric experts, and kid-sized care 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Arkansas Children's Northwest, for being there when we needed it most. Arkansas Children's Northwest, across from Arvest Ballpark in Springdale.
On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
All right, folks, let's welcome Deb Wawele and Sosa Aguim. And let's welcome in Razorback great Quinn Grovey. Guys, welcome. Deb, I'm going to start with you. 165 rushing yards. Congratulations on that. You know, you hear guys talk about running backs and say, man, they ran hard. And you did. But you made guys miss, too. Is that a little different part of your game maybe this year?
Yes, I try to make it a different part of my game this year. Just, you know, try to add some new things this year to just help me become a better all-around back.
Pardon me. Now, Sosa, Coming back this week, we talked at the start of the program about, you know, it's a challenge this week. Give us an idea about how you think this team's responded over the last few days.
I feel like this team has responded great over the few days. After taking that tough loss, we've came together more as a unit, I feel like, and made sure that those things don't happen again. We tried to make sure that there is no doubt. We're trying to make sure we don't have no busts, no mistakes made on our end to give them the game.
Now, Devoy, you talked about being able to move in and out of traffic and be a little lighter on your feet. You lost some weight in the fall camp, and you know, talk about how Coach True has really helped your game losing that weight, and how losing weight has really helped you be a little bit more nimble.
Man, they've done a great job. Just coming in from day one, you know, just the whole program itself, you know, we bought into it and it made a difference, and it's showing. So, I mean, it's benefiting a lot.
Now, Sosa, you are a beast. No matter where you line up, whether it's inside, outside, and that's a compliment, by the way. I mean,
appreciate it.
Yeah, you're a beast wherever you line up. You lined up outside a lot of times, you know, last week, and you created a lot of havoc. So talk a little bit about the differences between lining up inside at the D-tackle position and outside at the defensive end position, and is there a different mindset that you have?
No different mindset, man. It's really a credit to my teammates, being able to play where I'm not at the time that I'm in a different position. With Armand Watts and T.J. Smith being able to play those inside positions while I go to end, or Michael Taylor and Gabe Richardson and Randy Ramsey being able to play those end positions while I'm going into tackle. So it's just a credit to them, because everybody we have no fall off, and everybody is making sure they're doing their job.
Yeah, and you look at you know, Coach Caldwell and Coach Scott, and you're probably bouncing in between both of them, those guys. How have those guys really helped your game as you progress in your career?
Coach Scott, Coach Caldwell, Coach Amar J, with Chief, they've all been supportive and making sure from day one that I knew I was gonna have to be able to play both positions. So it was a lot of long nights. Me just in there making sure I go over making sure I'm doing the right assignment, the right plays, calling those guys up. I know they have their family. You know, Coach Morris teaches families everything, but they still answering my phone calls when I ask them, hey, am I in the right gap right here? Am I doing the right things? You know, there is no let off. They're still there when I need them.
Now, Devoy, you played for a running back coach that was a legendary coach in the state of Texas, and so talk about Coach Traylor and how he's helped your game so far.
Oh man, Coach Traylor's done a great job, man. He's a great coach, and he's an even better person. He supports us, and he truly cares about us. They all do, the whole coaching staff, man, starting with Coach Morris, and you know it truly shows, and you know he just brings that different flavor. Do it with just each and every one of us. You know, we truly have a relationship with him, and he truly cares about us.
Now, one of the things I saw was the fact that the running back room and the running back group is called the Mob Squad. So, who came up with that name, and what does that mean, if you can say it on air?
No, I can say it on air. It means most outstanding backfield brothers. And one day, you know, we were just in meetings, and Coach Traylor wanted to come up with a name. And this is the time when Riley Williams was around. So, you know, Riley actually mentioned it, and, you know, we thought about it, and, you know, we all liked it, and we all just went with it.
Now, you talked a little bit about Riley. I mean, he's a back, and you guys, I know you were very close. You guys still talk, and does he communicate with you?
Oh, yeah. We talk pretty much almost every other day, if not every day. Riley, you know, I have a great relationship with him. He's like a big brother. You know, when I came in day one, he was there to help me, support me, and just lead me in the right direction.
Yeah. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we had Santos and Jerry Cornelius here, and both of those guys had honor roll status. And, you know, Sosa, you had 2017 fall academic honor roll as well. So let's give him a round of applause.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So how did that make you feel?
That was a great accomplishment for me. for more, not just for me, but for my family. You know, I came here to play football, but I also came here to get an education. Coach Morris, again, they preach that. Make sure you get an education out of this. You know, don't just be here and try to be a one-trick pony. You know, put some more of the tools in your shed. My grandmother didn't get an education past eighth grade, so she harped on us getting an education, so because it'll make life easier. So I'm just trying to make sure I do that.
Well, I know you. I mean, from Hope, and your grandmother was a big influence in your life and just helping you. And you had some times where, you know, you spent some time in Salvation Army, wherever. Just talk about your grandmother and how she really helped you, you know, just kind of grow up to be the man that you are.
Man, that was my backbone. That was my rock. Coach Morris, again, he talks about foundation. That's what my foundation was built on, my grandmother, in that brick house. She was a custodian. She was a blue collar worker every day, go to work. And the things she just taught me still stick with me today. And everything that I've done from today to from when she started instilling those traits in me to now, I credit to her. You know, so I just, you know what I'm saying? When I get to play on that field, it's a testament to her and to be able to give glory to her too.
Well, I know she's proud of you, man. So how'd you get the nickname Sosa?
Man, I get asked that a lot. It was really from a joke. I got it from a couple of my friends when I was growing up in Texarkana. It was a rapper who was rapping and we were joking on each other, and that was like, oh yeah, you look like him and such and such, such and such, and then boom, it stuck, you know, and they wouldn't let it go.
Well, I wouldn't be joking about it if I was lying up across from you, so I can tell you that. So Devoy, coming into this year, I mean, you got to be excited. I mean, what did you think when you saw your name on the Doak Walker watch list for the nation's best running back?
I mean, it's truly a blessing. I just want to thank God for it, and you know, and without him, none of that would be possible. But just going forward, you know, I just have to continue to work, continue to grind, take it one day at a time, and just keep my faith in God and take care of the little things and big things that happen.
All right, guys, stay put. We're going to have more after the break with Devoy Whaley and Sosa Aghim. Stay with us on the air with Chad Morris. Back with a moment, in a moment, on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
You're listening to On the Air with Chad Morris. Fans, don't forget the Battle Line rivalry continues November 23rd on Black Friday in Columbia. Your Arkansas Razorbacks versus the Mizzou Tigers, with Mizzou leading the series 3-1. Round 5 is sure to rock the gridiron and heat up the border. And it's all being presented by Shelter Insurance. We're back at the Catfish Hole after this timeout on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
It's football season in Arkansas. Tailgating with your friends and family, you want the best meat on your grill. Pettigene Meat makes the best hot dogs. The Pettigene Griller or the all-beef Frank will score big time.
Oh, you want to complete that tailgate meal? Pettigene Meats has the hickory smoked Arkansas sausage, hot links, and Polish sausage. Oh, the best hickory smoked bacon around. Pettigene Meats, and taste the difference. It's the official bacon and ham of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
I'm Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. I want to protect Arkansans from scams, fraud, and ID theft. This is the Rutledge Report.
Internet safety is critical. Monitor computer and phone use. Know your child's passwords, what apps they're using, and who they're chatting with. Let's get smart online to protect our children.
This is Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. For more consumer tips, go to ArkansasAG.gov or follow us on Facebook or Twitter.
Hog fans are loyal, and Domino's rewards loyalty with free pizza. Now Domino's has made it easier than ever for loyal friends like you to score free pizza when you order online, in-store, or by phone. Start earning points for your free pizza any way you order today. That's any way you order, online, in-store, or by phone. Sign up for Piece of the Pie Rewards online at dominoes.com/rewards. Open only to U.S. residents 13 and older with a pizza profile account. Only one order of $10 or more per day earns points. Points must be redeemed online.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
All right, folks, we welcome you back. We're on the air with Chad Morris. We're live at the Catfish Hole in Fayetteville. Debois Whaley, Sosa Geem are here. Let's welcome those guys back to our broadcast tonight. Debois Quinn brought up something a minute ago about the running back room. You guys are buddies, brothers, but you also, I mean, everybody wants the football. Everybody wants to be the guy toting the mail. How do you balance the friendship with competitiveness, and how do you guys make all that work?
You know, just over time, like I said, we became close. You know, we became a brotherhood. So, you know, at the end of the day, we all push each other to make each other better each and every day. And, I mean, that's going to continue. So, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you know, as long as we still have that bond and that brotherhood, you know, we all want to support each other, and we all want best for each other.
Now, Sosa, you guys are all buddies tonight. What's it like on the practice field? I mean, you're competing for a job. You're trying to rip these guys' head off over there. I mean, what's it like at practice every day?
It's like a group of brothers all fighting for their mom's attention.
That's a pretty good way to put it.
Yeah. Everybody want to get that good job from the coaches. So, hey, it's cutthroat, man.
Quinn, go ahead. You know a little bit about that, I'm guessing.
So one of the things I thought was really cool in fall camp is when Coach Morris offered scholarships to Grant Morgan, Devon McClure, and Connor Limpert. And you guys just really exploded. Just kind of give us insight to how you guys felt when that happened.
I'll go first. All right, so first we're going to start off with Grant. He's been working his tail off since he's got here. He little brother of Drew Morgan, so I knew he was going to be something special when he got here. He's been nonstop grinding, and I felt like he definitely deserved it. You go to Connor Limpert. When we was on our breaks for, like, spring break, I was just hitting guys up like, hey, make sure y'all work. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all doing this, doing that. Making sure we ready for the season. Connor, like, I'm not going to be here, but I'm going to be back home working, and I definitely believe him and Blake Johnson, I definitely believe they was putting in work, so he definitely earned that for us. He came in last year and started putting them through, so in a critical time when we needed them. And then you got DeMar McClure. Last year he set out. He played my freshman year. Last year he set out, and now he's back. He's been nonstop, just straight positive energy and everything like that. He's where he needs to be, when he needs to be, doing what he's supposed to do to the best of his ability. So I definitely feel like all three of them deserved it, and I was so proud and so happy to be able to be a part of that and see it.
Yep. Devon, what do you think?
It was amazing, man, to see them get put on scholarship. You know, we all came in at the same time, all three of them in my class, and you know, from day one when we came in, you know, they all worked their tail off, and they continued to work hard, and they just showed how hungry they was, and you know, they continued to put the work in, and you know, they dreams came true, and you know, and it's not gonna stop there. You know, they're gonna continue to work hard like they've always been doing. So, you know, at the end of the day, we're all happy for him, and we were excited for him, man. It was crazy. It was amazing.
Guys, we're about to have to wrap this up, but I want to get both of your thoughts on this. Got a lot of people here. You guys been around a while. Sosa, you kind of knew, I think, what it was going to be like when you got here. You knew what Arkansas was like. You've obviously had a great relationship with the fans while you're here. Talk a little bit about that, and has it met every expectation you thought it would have?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, the fans are a big part of the recruiting process. I feel like me personally, they never wavered on me. They always showed me love. But again, I'm always doing what I'm supposed to do. So, you know, I try to keep doing that, man. But they stick by you. And even though we just took a loss, I know they still going to stick by us. I know I have no doubt that the fans are still going to be with us 100%. So I'm just ready to go in and get this bad taste out of our mouth when North Texas come.
And Devoy, you came from out of state, but there's a heavy Razorback presence in the area from which you came. What's this been like for you? These crazy Razorback fans, I'm going to guess part of it started right here at the Catfish Hole on your recruiting trip. So what's it been like for you?
The moment I came out here, I knew this place was special, starting with the fans. Even before I got here, you know, just on social media, just, you know, a lot of the fans just hitting you up on social media, just showing a lot of love and support, you know, even before I became a Razorback. And, you know, that was a big deal. And, you know, I feel like we are the best fans in the country. So, I mean, we appreciate the fan base and, you know, everything they do. And, you know, just sticking it through with us 100%.
Well, guys, we appreciate you being here tonight. Go ahead and let them hear it, folks. Let's hear it again for Devoy Whaley, Sosa Aguin. Thank you, men. Coach Morris will be with us after the break on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG.
Life is better with football and with First Security. We have the resources and the know-how to tackle your needs, plus a local team you can count on. So you're making better plays because First Security is making better happen during this season and every season. What's your better? Get there with us. Stop by your local First Security banking center or visit us online at fsbank.com today. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's here. The 2018 Ford F-150 XLT. The truck you've always wanted. Now with an offer you'd never expect. For a limited time, get a premium leather interior and a full spray-on or drop-in bed liner at no extra charge. The luxury you want with an offer you can't pass up. Hurry, this no-charge premium leather and liner offer ends soon. Catskin premium leather valued at $1,695. Bed liner $450 equals total package value of $2,145. See your Ford dealer for details.
George's Majestic Lounge and the Razorback Foundation present Cody Johnson and Friends.
That's why I'm proud to be her man.
Don't miss Cody Johnson live Friday night, October 12th at First Security Amphitheater in Little Rock.
Never seen anything wild as you.
Let Cody Johnson and Friends help you get your pregame on before the Razorback Ole Miss game. Portion of the proceeds to benefit the Razorback Foundation. Tickets on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. at georgesmajesticlounge.com, stubs.net, and codyjohnsonmusic.com.
It's time for a word from your local station. This is On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and Westrock Coffee, continues after this word from your local stations. This is the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. We're back with a final wrap-up and look ahead. It's the last segment of tonight's show, presented by Exmark Professional Mowing Equipment. Trusted 2-to-1 by top landscape pros over the next best-selling brand of zero-turn mowers. Once again, here's Chuck Barrett.
I got to tell you, the hour's just flown by, and our thanks again to Sosa Game and Debois Whaley as we welcome you back to On the Air with Chad Morris. Coach, when you hear those players talk, not just them, but all your players, they care. They want to please. They want to do well. They want the fan base to be happy.
Well, I've never heard the analogy as Sosa just said there about like a bunch of brothers fighting for the mother's attention. But, you know, that's a great analogy. I always use that. But they do. They care. And they understand the importance of making this thing right. And I promise you, these young men come out and they give their absolute best every day. And that's what makes it such a joy as we build this program and get it going is because of guys like this right here.
All right, we're about to wrap it up, and I'll remind you again. You can clap on that. Clap on that. We're going to let Coach exit pretty quick here so we can get back over to the Boyle Center. I want to ask you, though, about the hog walk, though, before the game. That's important to you. It's important to these kids, isn't it?
It's absolutely huge. And we'll get through our social media account. We'll send out what time that we'll be dropping the guys off as we come down. If you're around that area tailgating, please come out to that hog walk. It's so much for these young men that invest so much of their time as being a student athlete to be able to come off and get off that bus and greet the fans as they come down. They take their earphones out, and they're going to greet with you. And it's so much for recruiting as well, because we got so many recruits around.
You know, you said something right there. Take the earbuds out, interact with the fans. That's important to you, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's the first thing that we do when we get off the bus is take those earbuds out and interact. And it's okay to stop and take a picture or sign an autograph, because, you know, we got little kiddos, and we always talk about a life touches a life that touches life. And these young men are doing that right now as we speak.
All right, folks, let's hear it for Chad Morris as we wrap it up tonight. We appreciate you being here. Good crowd tonight. Thank you. A reminder, it's going to be a 3 o'clock kick on Saturday, noon for the pregame along the Razorback Sports Network. We're back here next week. How about that? 7 o'clock for more On the Air with Chad Morris.
Listening to On the Air with Chad Morris, presented by Lindsay and West Rock Coffee on the Razorback Sports Network from IMG. On the Air with Chad Morris has been sponsored by Lindsay. Lindsay is number one in apartments, golf, and real estate. West Rock Coffee, the official coffee of the Razorbacks, roasted right here in Arkansas. Find West Rock locally, online, and proudly served in Razorback Stadium. First Security Bank, what's your better? Get there with First Security. By your Arkansas Ford dealers, the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Razorbacks, built Ford tough. By Pepsi, all for the hogs. Petty Jean Meats, proud to be the official ham and bacon of the Razorbacks. Taste the difference with Petty Jean Meats. By Shelter Insurance, Shelter is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Arkansas-Missouri Battle Line Rivalry football game. For your auto, home, and life, we're your shield. We're your shelter. Northwest Health Physician Specialty Hospital. Go where the Razorbacks go. By the Arkansas Attorney General's Office. For consumer tips, go to arkansasag.gov. CenterPoint Energy. Proud supporter of Razorback Athletics. Always there. And by the legendary Catfish Hole Restaurant. Proudly serving the best fish, chicken tenders, and hush puppies anywhere in Arkansas. On the Air with Chad Morris has been an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.